Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
in the Bay here. It's disorderly conduct, kids. That's right. Put your shoes and socks on. Call the neighbors. I'm Vince in the Bay, and I'm going to be riding with you on this roller coaster I call disorderly conduct for the next 2 hours. We're going to take your calls. They, of course, take priority. I want to thank all my early chatters in the chat room. It's always nice to have a few people come out early on in the program. Just want to go down the list real quick. In the chat room, and that piece. Artie taught me, Basic Bitch, Beneath Everything, Caramel Queen, Common, Gagaloo, Guest 9884, Guest 9896, Iconoclast TX, Infinity Guitars, Itan Imuli, I don't know what that's all about, Kimmy Cunt 340, Lady Slugga, Wangry Jew, Pirates Swoop, Praise Gaga, Sex Mojo, Something in the Air 1, and Velton, all in the chat room early on. Great to have you kids here. I hope you'll all be on your best behavior. Before we get started here, big ups to Sexy Mojo for coming through tonight. Sexy is an old friend of the program, and it's nice to have her here. Maybe one of these times she will call in that I'm back up and running here. And yeah, so welcome, Sexy. Mojo, I got to tell you, this is a whole new incarnation of my BTR show here. Don't let your eyes deceive you. A lot of what's going down in the chat room is thanks in part to Basic Bitch and Caramel Queen, who have brought the party here tonight. That's right. It's going down here on Disorderly Conduct. I thought I had the Jew for a second. All right. Well, I was going to bring the Jew on, but he dropped off. And I wanted to tell him something. I figured out what this 960 number is. For those of you who aren't familiar with Gmail, you should be. You should get a Gmail account. They're great. You can do a lot. You can do a lot with your Gmail account. And there's a lot coming to your Gmail account. And there could be a lot coming, that's C-U-M-M-I-N-G, to your Gmail account very soon. So stick around, it's going to be fun. Yeah, Basic Bitch, Gmail is paying me. Sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're paying me to sit in my parents' basement on my 10-year-old computer and do a Blog Talk radio show. Yeah, I'm totally subsidized by Google. Thank you for exposing me. Anyhoot, 760 area code, 760-705-8888. That is the number when you call out through Gmail. If you have a Gmail account, you know that you can do GChat, and now they have the phone option where you can call through GChat. And when you call another person's phone, it shows up the number as 760, which is like an Encinitas. It's like a San Diego area code. So these girls aren't necessarily calling from San Diego. They're just calling through GChat, which is cool. You should try it. It's just like Skype, but it's connected to Gmail. Okay, let's bring Lady Slugga on. Lady Slugga, what to do?
Hello, babe. How are you?
I'm doing much better now that you're here.
Oh, that's great.
I'm sorry you had... What?
Huh?
Well, I should what?
I was going to say, is your throat feeling better now?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I am... I was prepared tonight. I was able to do my pre-production and get the show started, no problem. I didn't have to put on a 10-minute song. I only had to put a 5-minute song on.
Oh, shit. Aw, Infinity the Guitars. Don't get mad that he put me on first. He's going to put you on sooner or later. He's just going to always answer
the phone. Hey, kick back, relax, kid. Relax, kids. Settle in. I know you're on your Ritalin high or whatever it is, but why don't you guys chill out, smoke some like OG Kush or something. chill the fuck out. Strap yourself in. We're gonna get to all the calls. We got plenty of callers.
Oh, praise Gaga. Thank you. And where's my icon, baby? Icon. Say hello to me.
Iconoclast?
Yeah.
Iconoclast has been doing shows lately. The last couple of nights, Iconoclast TX has been doing BTR shows. They've been great. And I've only caught parts of them because I was doing a show around the same time. It was really unfortunate. But great work, Iconoclast Texas. Enjoy your work. Feel free to call into my show, Iconoclast TX, if you want to pimp your show. Ladies,
call
fun.
In, Iconoclast. I'm not pimping my show on your chat room no more.
No. you shouldn't even log into the chat room.
That's good. I think some of my JPay ladies like, oh my god. But no, it's cool.
Big ups to the JPay Ritas in the house.
Oh, they're my babies. And Christmas sucks so bad. I want to throw this Christmas tree right out the friggin' window.
No, you shouldn't do that. Candy put a lot of work into that.
I know, but she's snoring right now. It doesn't make me happy. I should stick her finger in some warm water. If she wasn't sleeping in my bed, I would.
All right, we're going to go
to... I can always draw on her face, though.
Yeah, please do that, and take pictures and send it to us.
That would be great.
Post it in the chat. Yeah. All right, we got to take calls. There's tons of people on the line. VMAC, is that you?
What's going on, V?
All right, VMAC.
Hello, VMAC.
VMAC, you ready to take calls? We got a lot of calls lined up. I don't know if you haven't seen the chat, have you?
Nah.
Did you hear me name off the chat people?
No.
Okay, long story short, there's like 58 people in my chat room right now. And half of them are Basic Bitch and Caramel Queen's crew, and all of them are on hold. So we're about to go mano-a-mano with the trolls. Are you ready to do this?
Let's do it.
All right, man, remember how this works. VMAC, you're your token black guy, so you're going to die first.
Oh, yeah, I'm done.
I know.
It's going to be in a brutal fashion, too.
Yeah, but it's going to be gnarly. It's going to be, like, very dramatic. You'll probably get a Best Supporting Actor nod for it. Lady Slugger, you ready to do this? Lady Slugger, women, sometimes they win. So actually, women usually survive. I actually have a more of a chance of dying than you. Typically, the women survive at the end, like Sigourney Weaver. So if I die, Lady Slugga, you can cover the show.
You know the high white guy, he gets it after the black guy too, because you know you said that they're talking so.
Well, if it's just the three of us, D-Mac's going first, and then I'm going because I'm the white dude, and you have to save the women and the children till the end. So if there was a kid left on here, we'll put in Caramel Queen, and technically Caramel Queen will. But see, that's the thing is they're all younger than us. It's kind of like Battle of the Ages.
Children of the Corn. Children of the Corn.
Yeah, this is yeah, totally. Basic Bitch and his crew are like children, are totally like Children of the Corn, but on BTR, the BTR version.
Yeah.
All right.
Said he's 32.
Yeah. Yeah, 32 is like the new 22. Come on.
Yeah,
all right.
There you go. Come on.
All right, let's go. I'm going to go to the line. Wait. Everybody, a lot of people have their hands up. All right. Here we go. Caller number one, you're on the air. What are you typing there? What the hell are you doing?
What do you guys think of Amber Porchwood? Can we talk about Amber? I think she is a flawless Namibian queen, and I heard she's pregnant. I bet Basic Bitch shot his leg all up in her pussy.
Okay.
Oh, God.
We'll come back to that.
Oh, God. Is that a robot now?
Next caller.
Next caller. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yeah. Who's this?
This is Charlotte.
Charlotte, what's going on?
Not too much. What's going on with you?
Oh, you know, doing the blog talk show here. Waiting for a hot, sexy bitch to come through.
Oh, yeah? One angry Jew already called in.
I know. That's why I was pissed off. He must have... We were talking about pre-cum the other night, and I think maybe... He maybe had he would more than pre-cum. He just sort of shot his load prematurely.
Did you love it? Did you feel his salvation all over your face?
What did you say?
That's one way to put it. I guess you could say that.
That's sexy.
Yeah,
Ben, in the chat, people were wondering something.
Right. What is it?
Could you take some pictures of just the tip?
Okay, sure, no problem.
Okay, now? I know it's hard.
It's not hard right now. It's actually limp, but the tip looks the same either way. So I'm going to have to take a few more calls and wait for it to get hard.
Just one more thing.
Oh, okay, yeah, what?
Just hold on for a second.
Mm-hmm.
I have a dramatic reading to do, but it's very short.
Right, good, good.
My slutty, dumbest, fuck, cheating piece of shit boyfriend gave to me 12 STDs, 11 yeast.
All right, we'll come back to that. Let's see, we got another call here. 520, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Basic Bitch.
Oh, Basic Bitch, what's going on?
I'm a little offended that you referred to me as a troll.
No, that's a term of endearment now.
Okay. I was just wondering, because, you know, I've been a pretty faithful listener for, like, 4 shows now. So, you know, I consider myself a regular. I don't know if you do.
At this point in the game, in BTR years, 4 shows in a row is like an eternity.
Yeah.
So what's on your mind?
Well... would you mind if I read one of the biggest masterpieces of our time right now?
Actually, I do not mind, but we have to take one. I have another caller I have to put on the air before we do that. There's another 520. 520, you're on the air. Okay. No 520 there. All right. 0 now with the hand up. Your life, unorderly conduct. Identify yourself, please.
Hello?
Yeah, 210.
Oh, hey, what's up, man?
What's up?
I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener.
Mm-hmm.
Can I read a poem?
Yeah. Wow, it's become poetry night tonight. I can't believe it. Slugga, did I miss something? I didn't see that in my production notes. We're having Colin for poetry tonight. Where's Amy? Where the fuck is Amy in the chat room? Amy's nowhere to be seen. My producer doesn't tell me we're having poetry night. I mean, that's fine. I don't mind doing the poetry. I wish I could come prepared. I could have brought some poetry. Will somebody get that phone? God damn it.
I can't. I'm sorry.
Why?
It stopped ringing.
God. All right. So these jackasses want a picture of the tip of my cock.
Tell me too big of a file to put in the chat room.
It is. I don't know how to compress it down to make it fit in on the internet.
I know.
It's huge. Oh man. If you want to join us here, 347-826-7667. Apparently it's poetry night tonight. We've got a whole panel of poets ready to recite some epic. I take it it's like erotic poetry, right? Because I put sex. Cause see, I put sexy in the title of my show, and people say I have a sexy voice. And what are these people talking? Does she do my laundry? No, my mom does my laundry. What are you talking about? Who are these people? What are they?
Because you said you're in the basement at your parents' house. Now you know they
lied.
Heard that,
I lied.
And that's the only thing they heard you say.
Yeah. I lied.
And your tiny chat link sucks, and I'm going to be honest with you, because we went there and you kicked us out. You didn't really talk about nothing, and you just want everybody to put their pictures up, so stop the bullshit.
Yeah, they just want the tip, that's all. Just the tip. I mean, that's not much to ask, I guess.
Yes, you did just kick me out, basic bitch.
Just tip.
Because my name says Chrissy in the tiny chat. And when you asked who Chrissy was, and I said it's Lady Slugga, the next thing I know, I was kicked out. So stop putting your link up, because we're not going to waste our time and go there if you're going to be ignoramuses.
There it is.
Queen Slugga, aw.
All right. I'm going to take a break. We got a lot more calls to go here. If you want to join us, again, apparently it's poetry night. So if you have your poems ready, give us a call, 347-826-7667. We'll put you on the air, I don't know, what, a minute? Yeah, keep the poems under a minute. All right. And, because I just think over a minute. I think you can do some poetry that's succinct and gets to the point. In fact, I don't even want it to be. It shouldn't even be a minute. I think it should be more like, Lady Slugga, help me out here.
30 seconds. That's great. Let's see how much they can pound out in 30 seconds.
Yeah, 30 seconds. Yeah, you're right. 30 seconds is probably better. Basic bitch says his is 30 seconds. But I was almost thinking they should just be haikus. Aren't haikus like three lines or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they should be just haikus. Because then, I mean, then it just becomes grandstanding. And
what's that person's name? And what is it? And so they're not even in the...
I can't read.
And that's that piece. You're telling the host of the show to shut up, really. Is that
what?
Really necessary?
Who's telling me to shut up?
That's that piece.
Okay. All I saw is and that's that piece say is laughing.
Oh,
they're laughing
they're typing
ass off.
Fast. Can't see it.
Yeah, it goes really fast. You know, I don't even. I just kind of like peep my head over the chat room. It's unforreal. There's literally like 30 people in the chat room just going nuts. Out of control. Out of control. All right. Once again, folks, apparently it's poetry night. We're keeping our poems to 30 seconds. 30 seconds. All right? because anything over that would probably be, make me vomit. Yeah. So I was over at the Debbie Daly show, and her guy on there, what's his name? Sam? Steve? I don't know. Whatever his name is. Talking about Rush. They was playing Rush over there. And I was like, I love Rush. What about you, ladies? Like, do you like Rush?
I didn't hear what you said. I'm sorry.
Do you like the band Rush?
Not really.
All right, fuck it. I won't play Rush then.
You can play it, though.
No, because the Rush song I have is, I'm kind of tired of it.
You know, I think you should play that song that you play, that Fuck You song or whatever.
Yeah, everybody loves the Fuck You song. All right, I'll play the Fuck You song. And if you don't like it, well, then...
Fuck you.
347-826-7667. It's Poetry Night.
You're traveling around town with the girl I love, and I like her. Fuck you. I just the change in my pocket wasn't enough. I'm like, fuck you, and I fuck her too. Said if I was richer, still be wager. But now ain't that shit. And although the pain's in my chest, I still wish you the best. But fuck you. I'm like, fuck you and I fuck her.
Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Vince and the Pain, Disorderly Conduct, live right now on BTR. I'm your host for the next hour and a half, taking calls as per usual. Hopefully you can hear me. I think I'm unmuted. Yeah. So we got a ton of calls here lined up. I'm going to bring Lady Slugga back on.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hi. All right. So it's poetry night, kids.
Hey, Vince.
Yeah.
Praise Gaga sent me. She asked me if I would read one of her poems, and I told her I would if she only sends me three lines.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an erotic one. It's pretty raw.
All right. Go ahead. You're reading.
It says, I want to see your tongue turn tricks. Do me with that tongue. Forget that dick. Call my pussy ice cream. Give it a lick. Because I like me a tongue that's super thick.
That was pretty hot. I like that. That was very well done. See, ladies and gentlemen.
Praise Gaga.
Yeah, see, praise Gaga. That's how you do it. Yeah, so far we're one for one. All right, this isn't so bad so far. I was skeptical, but that was good. All right, let's go. All right, 760, who's this?
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
What's up, bitch?
Nothing much, bitch.
How drunk are you?
I'm 0%.
No, I mean Lady
drunk.
Slugga.
I'm not drunk at all, babes. I'm not drunk
That's
at all.
That's how you usually sound?
Is
yeah.
that how you usually sound?
Can I all read right. my poem?
Yes, absolutely. Go for it. The floor is yours.
Thanks. On the first day of Christmas, my boyfriend gave to me his warm cum inside my pussy. On the second day of Christmas, my boyfriend gave to me two multiple orgasms and his warm cum inside my pussy. On the third day of Christmas, my boyfriend gave to me three pink dildos, two multiple orgasms, and his warm cum inside my pussy. On the fourth day of Christmas, my boyfriend gave to me 4 rupee pills, 3 pink dildos, 2 multiple orgasms, and his warm cum inside my pussy. On the fifth day of Christmas, my boyfriend gave to me 5 golden showers, 4 rupee pills, 3 pink dildos, 2 multiple orgasms, and his warm cum inside my pussy. On the sixth day of Christmas, my boyfriend gave to me 6 sticks of swinging, 5 golden showers, 4 roofie pills, 3 pink dildos, 2 multiple orgasms, and his warm cum inside my pussy. On the 7th day of Christmas, my boyfriend gave to me 7 Krusty Kreme pies, 6 dicks of swinging, 5 golden showers, 4 roofie pills, 3 pink dildos, 2 multiple orgasms, and his warm cum inside my pussy. On the 8th day of Christmas, my boyfriend gave to me 8 Cleveland steamers, 7 Krusty cream pies, 6 dicks of swinging, 5 golden showers, 4 roofie pills, 3 pink dildos, 2 multiple orgasms, and his warm cum inside my pussy. On the 9th day of Christmas, my boyfriend gave to me...
Hey, Charlotte,
yeah?
Hang on a second. Don't you think it would be better if you sang this?
Why do you want to hear me sing so bad?
Well, you sang a little part there. There was one little line that was like, what, the fifth day of Christmas, I think? You sang part of it, and it sounded better when you sang it. Why don't you try it? Try singing it.
All right. On the 9th day of Christmas, my boyfriend gave to me 9 lots of licking, 8 Cleveland steamers, 7 Krusty cream pies, 6 dicks of swinging, 5 golden showers. 4 ruby pills, 3 pink dildos, 2 orgasms, and it's warm, come inside my pussy.
See, much better, don't you think?
Uh-huh. I feel
way better. Way better now. Way better. And you're not a bad singer. You're holding back a little bit. You should let it go. Don't worry, girlfriend. Keep going.
On the 10th day of Christmas, my boyfriend gave to me 10 tossed salads, 9 lumps of licking, 8 Cleveland steamers, 7 Krusty cream pies, 6 sticks of swinging, 5 golden showers, 4 rupee pills, 3 pink dildos, 2 orgasms, and is warm, come inside my pussy. On the 11th day of Christmas, my boyfriend gave to me 11 yeast infections, 10 tossed salads, 9 laps of licking, 8 Cleveland steamers, 7 Krusty cream pies, 6 sticks of swinging, 5 golden showers, 4 rupee pills, 3 pink dildos, 2 orgasms, that is warm, come inside my pussy. On the 12th day of Christmas, my slutty, drunk-as-fuck, cheating, piece-of-shit boyfriend gave to me 12 STDs, 11 yeast infections, 10 tossed salads, 9 lumps of licking, 8 Cleveland steamers, 7 Krusty cream pies, 6 sticks of swinging, 5 golden showers, 4 rupee pills, 3 pink dildos, 2 orgasms, and it's warm, come inside my pussy. And that's that piece.
That was amazing.
Thanks.
So much better when you started singing it. It was really good.
Yeah, I have to credit Infinity Guitars for the flawless writing.
Oh, Infinity wrote that.
Of course. She is a published poet.
Oh, she's amazing. She should call into the show.
I know, she's a goddess, right?
Yeah. I've got a full-on hard-on now.
Oh, really?
But you're not going to see the tip.
Thank you, very nice.
All right, next caller, 520. You're on the air with Vince in the Bay on Disorderly Conduct. Okay, going once, going twice, 520. Going once, going twice. This is it, 520, your last chance. Bye, 520. Moving on. Do another 780. 780, you're lost. No, there we go.
Vince es una puta. Quiero ver fotos de su pene. Si no come mi coño, voy a llorar.
And now we go to the 610. You're on the air.
Were you channeling me when you asked her to sing?
Maybe I don't.
Did you feel me come through you and say, "God, make her sing"? It's got to be worse.
About halfway through, I didn't think about it until she kind of sang that one part, and then I was like, "It'd sound way better if she was singing this." And I think I mentioned it in the chat room, and then I didn't want to interrupt her because she was in the flow of things, but at a certain point, I was thinking, "No, it would be way better if she sang it."
Yeah, it's the chat room that I'm not in, by the way. I have a poem.
Perfect.
Yeah. Comcast, you disappoint me. Fuck you. I have no internet connection. At 1 o'clock in the morning, Comcast and Infinite Wisdom decided that everybody must be asleep. And this is a great time to do system maintenance. That was that. Hence, that's why I want my mobile phone, lacking the tone of quality that I usually come with.
That's fine.
Who was giving the poem?
That was Charlotte.
That was Charlotte.
Yeah.
She's from California?
Charlotte, where are you from?
I'm from California.
Where in California?
I'm from San Francisco.
Really?
Is it something that they do when they speak out there that the end of the sentence is at a little higher tone than the beginning?
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
When you speak, your beginning of the sentence is a lower tone, and when you come to the end of the sentence, you raise your tone just ever so slightly.
Oh, like when I was singing?
No, just when you're talking. By the way, I was telling
you, I
was so...
that?
I, well... listen to yourself on the archive. I was so moved by your poem. I had visions. I thought you'd probably enjoy being tied down and covered with your nipples with Bengay or something like that. You into that?
I don't really use Bengay as foreplay. I don't know about you. I heard it's, like, common with, like, World of Warcraft people, though, so maybe that's why you thought of it.
All right. It's common with what kind of people?
World of Warcraft people, like those fat people that play World of Warcraft.
No, I'm not one of them. I couldn't. I'm sorry to disappoint. No, I was just thinking of Bengay during your poem and nipples at the same time, and I thought how well they might go together. Sort of like cheese on a cheesesteak. What do you think?
Like when you think of like sexual things, you think of cheese? Are you fat?
Let's see. Have you ever been to a real cheese shop?
No.
Well, then you have no idea what you're missing.
Have you and Vince been to a cheese shop?
Let me tell you what happens at a real cheese shop. They have these small, special cheese knives, and they let you taste everything. How cool is that? Didn't you ever buy cheese one day and go, oh, my God, this cheese is terrible? You thought it looked good, right? But
I don't eat cheese.
You don't eat cheese. Well, the French eat lots of cheese. They're not fat. Why would you think that cheese people are fat?
Why would you think that it's because I'm not fat, that I don't want to get fat, that I wouldn't eat cheese? Maybe I'm just lactose intolerant. Have you ever heard of lactose?
That means you fart a lot when you drink milk?
I don't drink milk. I'm lactose intolerant. Do you not know what that means?
Well, what happens when you drink milk?
All right. Am I the only one that Charlotte's having a wacky connection? You hearing that?
No, I hear okay. I'll tell you what, Vince. Blog Talk Radio is so inconsistent and poor that even when you're on the switchboard and you're connected in via Skype and you got a great connection, other people sound like crap. And then the people on the telephone say to me, no, I hear them fine. They're coming through great. It's your, I don't know. I don't know. I can't explain it. How are you connected? Skype, or are you doing regular telephone?
What's that?
How are you connected? You doing Skype or regular telephone?
Doing Skype and telephone at the same time, bro.
Yeah,
I got Skype. Skype on one ear and the telephone on the other ear. It's like I'm in stereo, dude.
I started calling from my mobile phone as a backup, just like you do. It was a good idea.
Yeah, it comes in handy almost every show.
I've had really good luck so far. But I find that the longer that I'm on, that the switchboards just sound like crap. That the connections just, I don't know. And it's got to be Blog Talk Radio. I think they're just not on the ball. Well, so I didn't miss any of the poems, it seems. I caught all of them.
Lady Slugga. Oh, sorry, Lady Slugga. You're back.
I caught that. I got the lady.
Oh, you heard Lady Slugga's? Okay.
Yeah. I liked her poem better. I think because it was shorter.
Yeah.
Lady
Slugga.
Days of Christmas is too much.
Right.
Wait, what did you say, Lady Slugga? What?
Who was that you read for us?
Oh, that was Praise Gaga's poem.
Praise Gaga.
Why don't you, while you have the opportunity, Vince, why don't you ask Lady Slugga what fragrance her vagina smells like?
I can hear you, honey. I can hear you, honey. So are you asking me what?
Oh, no. I wanted Vince to ask you. It sounds better when he does it.
No, you just ask him. You just ask him, right?
He has a little bit more of a leer, I think, than I do.
Okay, so you wanted to ask me what smells like what?
How does your vagina smell tonight? What fragrance are we?
Oh, I'm fruity, always fruity.
What kind of fruit?
Tonight, strawberry.
Strawberry. So you're a different fruit every night.
Yeah, I have lots of body washes.
You could go banana, or you could you got one of those. What's that green? Are you a kiwi? Are you a kiwi vaginal user?
I really don't like the smell of kiwi, but I love banana, and I love banana coconut. Yes.
If you thought of using the real thing, that would be like a rib condom if you think about it.
No, I'm not going to put food on my vagina, real fruit. That's
well, no, if you took the banana out of the skin and you rolled it in coconut, it'd be sort of like rib for her pleasure, right?
I suppose so. But I'm not going to rub that on my vagina.
I'm sorry. I just had a visual of that. It just came to me as you said it. And the banana and the coconut together. I thought how well banana goes together. Now, I would not try banana and chocolate chips. I think the points might be a little bit too, it'd be too much.
Yeah, it probably would be.
But the suaveness of the coconut, I think, would work real well. What do you think?
It probably would. We should ask one of the ladies in the chat room to try it out and let us know.
Well, I wish I could see the chat room, but not going to happen.
Aw, there's so many people in there.
Yes, I saw that. I was amazed from last night to tonight, the amount of people that showed up. So I was sitting here with no network, no ISP, nothing. And my choice was to watch this show on PBS about people who had lost their jobs and losing their homes. Or I could talk to you about bananas and coconut and your vagina.
Vince, Basic Bitch is asking me to read one of his poems.
I was going to find him on the switchboard. Is he not on the switchboard anymore?
He said that he had to get off.
Basic Bitch is a he?
Yeah, it's a dude.
Yes, it's a he.
Don't ask, dude. Don't ask. Right?
No, I almost have to, but I got to tell you, I feel like I'm at such a disadvantage. I've gotten used to sitting here with a decent pair of headset on both ears. It makes a difference. I almost feel like I'm talking to myself here.
Yeah, you're not missing anything.
Well, I don't know. Let me be the judge of that. It sounds like there's a story there.
There's lots of people in there, but I'm trying to figure out if it's like maybe three people that have just a bunch of different accounts.
No, they're like, you know what? I thought for a second they're all bots, but I think most of them are actually real people. They're just friends, and they cruise around BTR together. I don't know. Do they... hey Charlotte.
Yeah.
Do you and your crew, do you guys have like a name for like you and Basic Bitch and Infinity Guitars and all those people? You guys have like your crew, what do you guys call yourselves?
What?
They're the Bill Wagner crew.
They're called the Flawless Crew.
They're the Flawless Crew? Is that what they're
called? I like that. We are the Flawless Crew. That's amazing.
Oh, well, there you go. You're the Flawless
Crew.
Also,
the Iconoclast is Pressed Crew.
Icon, what did you say about Icon?
Iconoclast is Pressed.
Pressed? Why do you say that?
Because he's getting pissed off. Panini Pressed, that's right.
What's he pissed off about?
He is pissed that he's flopping like Xtina on the beach.
Vince, Basic sent me his poem. Do you want me to read it?
Can I read a poem too?
All these poems come from Literotica online?
No, they don't. They come from the brilliant mind, mostly, of Infinity Guitars. Go ahead. Who's going to read Basic
Bitch?
It's
Lady Slugga, and he asked me to read it.
Okay, go ahead.
The music's on, and I'm dancing. I'm normally in the corner just standing. I'm feeling unusual. I don't care, because this is my night, and I'm not myself tonight. Tonight I'm not the same girl, same girl. Yeah, that was it.
Okay,
and
that...
Praise Gaga asked if you could please unmute her.
We will do that in just a second, Gaga. We're going in. We're finishing up the first hour. If you want to join us, 347-826-7667. And this is the main one like that.
Conduct. Give us a call, bitches.
347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Second hour here, taking your calls at 347-826-7667. And Merry Christmas, everybody. We're rocking the 12 days of Christmas right now here on Disorderly Conduct. And the great thing about the holidays is you get to reunite with old faces. And speaking of old faces, we have an old friend of the show with us. I'd like to welcome Miss Sexy Mojo.
Hey, sweetie. How are you?
Oh, my God. I'm so much better now that you're here.
Your show is crazy.
I didn't plan it this way. It just turned out like this.
Oh, but you're loving every minute of it.
This is fun. This is great. Yeah, it's a little bit different than it was when the first go-around when you were around. We still have tons of regulars. It's a different cast of characters. It's fun.
Rucker's
still here. You remember Ronnie Rucker, Beneath Everything, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Ronnie used to have a BTR show, and now he's doing his show on live stream right now.
Cool. Is Sexy Mojo a BB? What is BB? Apparently I'm old enough or too old to know what BB is, because the next one is how old is...
Don't worry. This is their way of welcoming you to the family.
I'm flattered.
Yeah. Oh, also, big ups to Ronnie for... helping me with the production tonight, for snagging that 12 Days of Christmas. That was a good call, bro. You get a production credit for that. So this is the program now. We have some cool callers, Lady Slugga, who's with us. Lady Slugga, welcome back to the program.
Hello. Mojo, you sound so cute.
Yeah, she sounds
sexy. Thank you, Lady Slugga. That's sweet.
And also another regular here on the program, VMAC, is with us.
What's up, man? I'm back resurrected.
That's right. And... we have our Jewish correspondent, One Angry Jew.
In the house.
Coffee in the house.
Hey, V-Mac, you sound like an angry black man.
I am an angry black man.
You are an angry black man.
I'm an angry colored man.
All right. If I use the term, and I ask you this in all seriousness, if I refer to you as a porch monkey, what would be your reaction?
I said, I don't have a porch.
I love you, Mac.
Assuming that you were sitting on someone else's porch, and someone referred to you as a porch monkey, what would be your reaction?
No, I would tell them, this is not my porch.
All right. You know, you're not as angry a black man as I thought you were.
No, and then I would say I might be a subhuman monkey at times, but hey.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go out looking, searching for an angrier black man than you. But do you think you're angrier than me?
No, I got angry bones, but some things and some words just make me laugh.
All right.
Those names been around for so long, and I've heard them, and it's funny to me. It's not like a person coming up to you, putting their finger in your face, calling you names. That's different. Yeah, then I'll be an angry black man. But someone rides past in the car, say, hey, you push monkey. I say, yeah, I'm on a porch, and I mean banana.
rolled in coconut.
Yeah, pickup truck.
Alright.
Confederate flag, pickup truck. Nah, that stuff don't bother me, man. People take this stuff too seriously.
Hold on, VMAC. How many of those weirdos were there? Because your chat room looks like there's half the people in there now.
No, they're back.
I got kind of scared. You know what? When he first sent them on, you know, my phone just blanked out. Literally, just went black. I don't know what the hell happened. I was sitting here banging on and everything. He just went black when he kept the second caller on. I was trying to work on my phone since then. I don't know what the hell happened.
Can I delve into the basic bitch thing? Because I thought that was a woman, but I'm evidently wrong.
No, I knew that was not that woman at all. By any stretch of nobody's imagination. Yeah, the first night they was on three, a couple nights ago, they said basically, yeah, I knew that wasn't one.
It's a crew. Iconoclast is referring to the women that speak in poems. A crew of idiocy. I like this show, by the way. I was on his show yesterday.
When your show coming on, man?
I haven't quite figured out what I'm doing with it. I think I like to troll better than I like to do the show. I'll do the show, yeah. But I think I'm gonna balance it out, you know, with trolling. I think that's what happens. People get burnt out doing one thing. I'm gonna try and be multifaceted here on Block Talk Radio.
Yeah, I did. That damn radio burned me out, man. I had to step back from it for a minute. It definitely did.
Oh, yeah. It's so easy to get burnt down on BTR. Sexy Mojo?
Yes?
This is more or less what the show is really like now. Now that all those kids are gone, this is what it is.
Right, we talk about vaginas and bananas, rolling them in. What are we rolling them in?
Coconut.
Yeah, with a little watermelon and collard greens on the
side. You know, basically current events.
I don't think most people have ever eaten collard greens. You know where I get good collard greens?
When I lived in Brooklyn, I used to eat collard greens and see a lot of people bringing collard greens home from the store on the bus.
Cracker Barrel.
I love collard greens.
Cracker Barrel.
Turkey.
The best collard greens in the can is made by Glory.
The seasoned ones?
Yes.
Yeah, I know. I love them.
That's like a southern thing, though, isn't it?
Man, not no more.
It's spread everywhere.
Yeah, it originated there because, you know, it goes back to the story of the slaves. All the slaves got scraps, weeds, whatever they can get. That's what they got. And they just made meals out of them. And they made them so good, hell, it spread like a plague throughout the U.S. and hell, overseas. They eat pig feet and chitlins and everything now. You know, they gave them the scraps. When they cut the pig up, they here, take the stuff we don't eat, make your meal, go eat somewhere. You know.
Oh, the Asians do that. The Asians eat everything. They'll eat the fish heads.
Yeah, they eat cats, everything. Asians try to eat my cat. I'm whooping their
ass. Fish heads sound gross. Yeah.
Well, I have to tell you, my father-in-law has a very good recipe for dog that he cooks twice a year.
Oh,
no. Don't kill Sparky. It's
Wait a minute. How did nobody... you know? Hold a second. How did you know that the stray that I took care of and cut his balls off was named Sparky?
Wow.
Let me tell you the story of Sparky. Sparky was a little tiny Thai Ridgeback who pretty much held his own, but he was fighting too much. So I picked him up and took him over to the vet and had them remove his balls. And Sparky kind of got a little fat and stopped fighting with all the other dogs. See, he came to me. He was nobody really owned him. He just sort of, no. You don't need kind of dogs like that. And you're on the line. Why don't you just ask me? No, Sparky came to me all bloody and bitten. And
I didn't want to cut you off. But you ate him?
No, nobody ate Sparky. I cut his balls off.
Oh, I thought you were talking about eating his balls, though.
No, I didn't eat his balls. I don't even know what they did with his balls.
Oh.
But you know what? It's a good question, because I'll bet you there's a market in Thailand for dog balls.
I could see that.
Yeah.
You could Google something called meat your meat.
No, I'm sure they probably, somebody probably ate those balls.
So is anybody on the line into teabagging? Have anybody ever teabagged a woman, or anybody ever got teabagged?
How do you teabag a woman? I'm sorry, I missed that.
If you
want to
explain that one, Vince?
I'm sorry, one more time?
Teabagging.
What about it?
How do you
want to know what it is.
So how do you teabag a woman?
Oh, yeah, I've never heard of that.
If they have brown curtains, maybe.
Brown curtains? You mean like... I think I know what that means, and I'm afraid to ask.
You know, I think I know somebody who would know how to answer this question, and she's been very quiet. Oh, you know who I'm talking about?
Oh.
Melinda.
Melinda. Is she in the chat room?
Melinda is in the chat room.
Yeah, she's in the chat room.
She's very quiet.
Yeah, she's never going to call in.
Why is that? I bet you she's a man.
No. She's not. She's
well, how do you
never,
know? Have you ever heard
just,
her?
She's just never going to call in.
Look, I can take anybody's picture and put it up on my profile. So
yeah, you could. Good, you could. So maybe it's you.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm Melinda?
Yeah, never hear you and her on the air at the same time.
You know, I wouldn't put that past me. You're right.
You did admit you're a liar.
Yeah. Well, I am a troll and a liar.
So,
all right.
You're as suspect as anyone.
I think I'm more suspect than most.
Exactly.
Would you murder for food or murder for fun?
Ask me in about 2 years when this country falls apart, and I'll tell you.
All right.
That's what people were saying 2 years ago.
I know, right? Yeah, they were saying it 2 years before that, too.
Exactly. People, there's always somebody saying that every 2 years.
But they've never done to the
no, they've all dude. If you go back and watch old speeches and old clips, news clips, the Republicans were for the most part for the last 30, 40 years arguing for the same bullshit, and the Democrats were doing the same bullshit they were doing. It was just a different time. They were just wearing different outfits.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? What's going to happen after when December hit 2012 and nothing happens? Were they going to dig up another fucking scroll from some tribe that we never heard of and say, no, it means 2015 now?
Are you talking about the Mayans?
Yeah, after that doesn't
Mayans?
Happen, it won't. Then what are they gonna find? Some from the Booyah fucking tribe? We found another scroll. They in 2021 now.
Do you remember that group? Do you remember that group, the Booyah tribe? You remember Booyah tribe, the group?
Yeah. Oh hell yeah! I love Booyah tribe.
Yeah, man. I gotta get some Booyah tribe on my BTR. Great. Thanks for pointing that out. Anyways, continue.
That's what I just wondered though. That's
listen,
all I just wondered.
That's
like,
the
when
Mayans.
That doesn't happen. What are they gonna dig up next?
That's the Mayans and the Yuns. You heard of them?
I've heard of the Mayans. And their calendar.
Have you heard of the Yuns?
No.
No.
What is that?
I'm sorry. Where you live in Pennsylvania, you've never heard them say, "That's Mayans, that's Yuns."
I never heard of the Yuns or whatever you're saying, but I heard of the Mayans. I looked at their calendar. I watch a lot of shit with them. But in Pennsylvania, I see a lot of the Freemason shit. And I never even knew that they existed until last year.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. Like I said, that shit, man, it's going to be funny, though. Because what the fuck History Channel going to talk about after that? Shit.
I don't know, but we've got one angry Jew. We have a half-hearted angry black man. Really kind of disappointing.
Is that what you were saying, one angry Jew? Yours and mine?
That's right.
Oh.
And we've got an angry Asian in the chat room who won't call up. Do we have anybody else?
Melinda even stopped talking in the chat room.
Is anybody else represented?
You have to refer to me as half-hearted, angry Negro.
That's the popular vernacular.
Well, yeah. I don't know. My
proper vernacular.
My grandmother used to call black people darkies, but that was 30-some years ago.
Yeah, I'll take Julian. Anything. Doesn't matter.
You like that? All right.
Yeah.
Just check.
I would love to be with a woman.
God, you guys are all a bunch of racist, homophobic, insensitive, anti-Semitic, Islamophobic, atheists. Can't stand you people. But I will put up with you for the next, next 45 minutes. We have in the program, big ups to Jeanette Smith for coming through. She's Jeanette Smith Online, friend of the show. She has something coming up tomorrow, I think. Jeanette, you're welcome. We've got 45 minutes to go here. Come through real quick and plug show tomorrow. Was it tomorrow or no, Thursday? 2 days. You come out of my plug it, whatever. I'll let you. I'll plug you any night. I mean, I'll let you plug your show tonight and tomorrow night. It doesn't matter. All that matters is you're listening to Disorderly Conduct. I'm Vincent the Bay. The number is 347-826-7667. I'm going to come right back with my panel. It's Lee Slugga, Sexy Mojo, VMAC, and One Angry Jew, which is a good solid panel for us here. If you want to join us, once again, 347-826-7667. I'll be right back. False start.
Exits to freeways twisted like knots on the fingers. Jewels cleaving skin between breath. afraid of someday to die. And the radio man laughs because the radio man fucks the model too. Gone savage, we're teenagers with automatic weapons and boundless love. Gone savage, we're teenagers who are aesthetically pleasing, in other words, fly. Los Angeles beckons the teenagers to come to her on buses. The Los Angeles loves love. It is 5 a.m. and you are listening to Los Angeles. It is 5 a.m. and you are listening to Los Angeles. I am going to Los Angeles to build a screenplay about lovers who murder each other. I am going to Los Angeles to see my own name on a screen 5 feet long and luminous. As the radio man says, it is 5 a.m. and the sun has charred the other side of the world and come back to us and painted the smoke over our heads an imperial violet. It is 5 a.m. and you are listening to Los Angeles.
Drunk as fuck, cheating piece of shit boyfriend gave to me 12 STDs, 11 yeast infections, 10 total sours, 9 lots of licking, 8 Cleveland steamers, 7 Krispy Kreme pies, 6 sticks of swinging, 5 golden showers, 4 rupee pills, 3 pink dildos, 2 orgasms, and it's warm come inside my pussy. And that's that piece.
Thank you, very nice.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
We have to the chat room. We need everything. Guest 11, guest 14, guest 30, guest 50. Guest 57, guest 59, guest 9903, Iconoclast TX, Jeanette Smith Online, Lady Slugga, Melinda, One Angry Jew, PD of LA, Sexy Mojo, and TX Patriot 2010. Great to have you all here. Let's work in calls for the next 37 minutes at 347-826-667. Big ups to Iconoclast TX. As always, for coming through, big support. We're always first in the chat room, and usually more times than not the last to leave. He's got a show coming up right after this program, so make sure you go there and check him out. He's doing his gay guy chat. Don't ask, don't tell. I'm going to talking about. Looks like he's going to be talking about Don't Ask, Tell. Cool. It's Off Limits with Donovan. Gay Guy Chat. Tonight on BTR. Coming up 37 minutes right after this program. Okay. We've got One Angry Jew, VMAC, Sexy Mojo, and Lady Slugger on our panel. They're taking your calls.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, what up?
PD says, it looks like I have a mic hooked to a mixer board. Nope, all I have is a USB headset. It's a pretty cool USB headset, and I really mangle it a lot. Sometimes that's the reason why I don't have good luck with transmitting when I have this on, is that I think I've kinked the wire so many times that there's probably some fucked up wiring somewhere. What's cool about it, though, is it has this little quick-release thing. So if I, like, tear away from it, it will just, like, it's got this plastic, like, little thing that will just disconnect. It's kind of handy-dandy for people like me who are fucking shit up all the time. I'm really surprised at how many guests we have listening. I've never had this many people listening who aren't on BTR. That's interesting. Welcome, guests. If you want, you can join BTR. It's pretty easy to do. You don't have to have a show. You just get an account, and that way you get a name, and if you behave, you get an avatar like me, and then you can chat in the chat room. It's fun. It's so 1998. It's incredible. All right, One Angry Jew, you're knocking your mic around a lot, so we're gonna pot you down there for a minute. I want to catch up with Sexy Mojo.
What's that?
What's up with you, honey?
Not much.
Are you still up in the Grand Pacific Northwest?
And what? You're, I don't know, you're like really staticky or something, or maybe it's my phone.
Oh, am I cutting in and out? See, I told people, thank you for telling me, because I know I have that trouble, but people don't tell me, or I guess people just put up with it. But does it sound better now?
It only happens once in a while.
Once in a while, great. So that's what I hate. I don't want once in a while. I want never.
Okay.
Right. So what do you think of the program compared to how it was before?
I don't know. Jerry's still out.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I don't really know anyone yet, so
I know.
Once you start to get to know people, then
right. Well, you know, Ronnie Rucker. Ronnie Rucker. Beneath everything is Ronnie Rucker. He's an old school friend of the show. Here we go. VMAC, you're back. She is Canadian, One Angry Jew. You are quick. You're a quick one. Debbie Daly is here. Okay, I guess the shows that went into overtime are letting out, because we have Goofy Bone and Debbie Daly with us now. Thank you, folks. You guys missed it. You guys missed it earlier. We had, well, maybe you guys encountered it yourself. Maybe you didn't miss it. We had for the first hour here, we had the trolls. We had the Carmel Queen and Basic Bitch and their crew. You guys had a name for them. What'd you call them?
Four.
What? No, somebody else had a name for them.
I don't think that was it.
One Angry Jew, do you remember what we called them, or what she said they were?
Crack whore.
I don't know. That's my word for it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Debbie had Strope on her show.
Who's Strope?
St- Strope is a... I haven't quite figured out the delineation between the Skype assholes and the people that go around saying, well, I'm part of the Bill Wagoner crew. I mean, to me, it's almost as if, like, well, I go around the neighborhood on tricycles still and suck a lollipop. Remember those old movies where the black guys would go around and they were always sucking lollipops? And don't get confused with Telly Savalas, because no one will know who that is.
But, I love Telly Savalas.
Well, Debbie Daly, remember who Telly Savalas is, but nobody else in here will. But remember the thing where the black guys in the hood had a big thing where they were always sucking lollipops, you know, big ones or something like that. I don't even know what that was about. I'm sorry. Did I send Lady Slugger?
Black guys in the crew sucking lollipops? What hood is that?
Yeah, I ain't never seen that in my life. I'm 34. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I am older than all of you, and I have watched older movies, but
tell me one that I could. I want to see some black sucking lollipops in the hood.
You do?
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Yeah. Right,
I'll be sure to let you know. But Debbie, that is your girl Slugger, and her vagina is smelling like. Strawberries?
Bananas and Coke. Oh, yeah, strawberries, I said. But
right. But
One Angry Jew suggested that I masturbate with a banana rolled in coconut. What do you think that would be like, Debbie?
Because
that's like ribbed
that
for your pleasure.
That would be ribbed for your pleasure, yeah. I think Debbie just fainted and banged her head on the microphone. But, yes. Kojak did suck a lollipop.
That guy's with the lollipop. Tell me where I can see that at.
All right, but I'm still with this Strope thing, who's part of this Bill Wagoner crew. Like, who goes around and says, well, you know what, I'm part of the Bill Wagoner crew. How do they make me money is what I want to know.
Are you from American Dad?
Yeah, but I don't think they're part of his anything. I think they're just a bunch of assholes. So I think they're in.
Some of them is.
No, I think
he's
got a rabbit.
They're a motherfucker, too. They pop up as PG sidebar and call everybody nigger pigs and everything else.
They do?
Uh-huh.
How does she be handling that?
They stalked PG for about 3 months. Every show she went to, they followed her and called her nigger pigs and niggers and all this other stuff.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I haven't been there in a while.
They called her show, too. They used to do it. This is like, they did it last year. They stalked her. And I was on there probably like, it was like August, September. It was like 10 of them popped up in there and typed in nigger, 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 monkey, 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 like 17,000 times before she kicked them out.
Wow. What a bunch of ignoramuses.
And they screamed Bill Wagner's name. They said we his crew. Long live Bill Wagner. Fuck you niggers. They said.
All right. Could we get Debbie to call in and discuss this mall sucking little girl something or other blowjob thing?
Debbie Daly called Bill Wagoner tonight. We're listening to the Debbie Daly show. She called Bill Wagoner and got him on the phone, and he like cussed her out. Yeah, he said, "Are you on meds or something? What the hell? Am I on your show right now?" She's like, "No."
I still want to know what microphone
that
guy
uses. Great,
you
gotta go hear that. If you haven't heard, go to her archive. It was tonight.
I don't think it'll be there yet, will it?
Well, whenever it... I mean, her show just ended, I think. So it'll be up in a few minutes.
Oh, they do it that fast? Okay.
Yeah, once your show's over, it's over. And it goes to archive pretty quick. Sometimes it takes a while, but, stuff's done. It is what it is. You know, because at the end of the day, what it all boils down to is, any way you look at it, it is what it is.
That's it.
And that's real talk.
Real talk. One of the chisel, my nigga.
And we'll
what
be right back.
Hell?
I fly like paper, get high like planes. If you catch me at the border, I got warrants and a name. If you come around,
to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Minutes to go in the program. I want to welcome now Debbie Daly to the program. Debbie, thanks for being here.
Vince, 35 past the hour on the Debbie Daly Radio Show here. We're now simulcasting over the Blog Talk Radio Network with Vince in the Bay. Hi, Vince in the Bay. This is the Debbie Daly Show. How are you?
Are you hijacking my show?
How would I hijack your show? No, I'm not off my air. I still haven't gone off of archive, and if I end my Skype call, it ends everything, so I don't know what to do. I'm archiving still, so I just came over here because I was so bored. Not because I was so bored, that didn't come out right, but I always come to your show. So instead of just killing the call, which had my show going, I just decided to call you. So I'm still going. You're coming over my show. Hi, Jack. No, I would never.
I want royalties. So. I want royalties for this.
All right, I will do that. I will do that.
Your people call my people. You know the deal. All right. I want to thank everybody in the chat room. Amonet28, a.k.a. my producer Amy, Debbie Daly, Denise in Florida, Goofy Bone, guest 14, guest 30, guest 50, guest 9903, Iconoclast TX, who, by the way, is going to be doing his show in 22 minutes right after mine. So I'll catch you folks over there. Also, Lady Slugga, Melinda, Moxie, One Angry Jew, PD of LA, Sexy Mojo, and TX Patriot 2010.
And so, I'd like to welcome everybody in my chat room, which is nobody.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a very slow.
Great to have you aboard.
Thank you. Here's my chat room. Let me open the door. Yeah, well. There you have it.
You got a lot of room in there.
Yeah, well, you know. No, it was okay. I had some strange callers tonight. Some really strange calls. And you're right. I did call Mr. Wagner over the air live.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Could you make out what he was saying?
He just started yelling at you right away.
No, actually, he didn't. I don't think he did at first.
No,
he was
really... I think he picked up almost right away that he was on your show, and that's why he kind of went on the offensive.
Yeah,
he turned into Bill Wagner with quotes.
Hmm. Yeah, because he's usually not like that with me. He's usually really nice if he calls me off the air or if I call him.
Yeah, I don't know what that guy's problem is. I don't know his deal. All I know is a lot of people worship the VTR ground he walks on. And I heard his show last night for the first time, and I thought it was great. I thought it was awesome. He shredded your friend's snake and all the Skype assholes.
He's so moody about people.
He rips them new assholes. And I think he's like a nihilist or a I don't know. I don't think he likes anything.
I don't know. It's like one day he loves you, and the next day he hates you. It's like you can see.
Well, he's got psychological problems, too. Is he a veteran?
No. He's not a veteran, but I do know that there's something to do with...
There's some issues going on there.
Yeah, definitely, because I'll hear him tomorrow over in the show. Well, they call it a show. It's like a room of the Skype assholes, and he'll just be buddy, buddy, buddy with them. And then, I don't know. It's kind of fluctuates. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm cleaning my switchboard here.
Yeah, go ahead, do that.
What's going on over here tonight? Anything special or what?
Well, we have your best friend, One Angry Jew, here.
Oh, boy. Yeah. How is he tonight? Is he being good?
I don't know. I'm never good. And didn't you just describe me? One day I love you, one day I hate you.
No, I don't think so.
No?
Is that the way you are?
I don't know. It's the way it's been.
No, I thought we were past that. Aren't we past that?
But Well, I mean, for everybody, but aren't I basically moody?
No, I would say you stay in the same mood all the time.
And that would be what? A rotten mood, right?
Well, if I were in a bad mood or feeling lonely, I probably would not call you to cheer me up. Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Okay. There you go. So that's what I think. So, yeah. Are y'all there?
I think they just left just you and me in here.
Really?
Thank you. Very nice.
There you go. Have you ever heard Melinda speak?
No, I have not. What is Melinda about? What is her thing?
Melinda
is a mystery. She's an enigma wrapped up in a
wrapped up in sushi paper. Yeah, she is an Asian, maybe. Who knows everything about Asia? You should contact her for all information about Vietnam, Thailand, Cambodia, all those places, Laos. She is a walking font of knowledge. Except she does that, and it's an amazing thing. She's never been to any of those places.
What is her interest in that? Is that in her heritage or what? Her lineage?
Apparently she believes that because she is Asian looking, that she has all information about Asia and knows everything. Oh, Debbie, maybe you can answer a question that I can't get answered by anybody.
Mm-hmm.
How does Vince and Amy, who is Amone28 in the chat room, how do they put icons on their chat names?
Oh, you do it when you're in a P-chat with somebody, and that's the only way I've known to do it and not do it, because I did it one time, and that's what they told me to do.
Explain, what is that, a P-chat?
A private chat, when somebody private chats you, like, send me, or I'm in the chat room, send me a private chat, and it then gives you the ability to, let me see if I can do it, hold on.
Yeah, there's right above the send of new line buttons, there's a little blue triangle. Click on that. Click on that.
Yeah, click on that. It's right above the word send and see what happens.
Right, and it says ignore view profile and BTR profile.
There it is.
Yeah.
There.
So which one?
View profile.
Okay.
Exactly.
And that's view profile, but I'm looking at Debbie's profile, not mine.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay. Now, how do we do this? Is there a way to do it? You do it in a P-chat. I know that.
Yeah, I know. I can't do it. I did it once, and I haven't been able to do it ever again. I think they disabled it. I haven't been able to do it.
Wait. Click on other functions. Try that.
No, that's what you're in. You're in the category of other functions. It's one of the profile ones, but one of them takes you to the avatar thing.
Uh-huh.
You're supposed to somehow do it in there. But it'll, like, I'm in a little private with A. Monet, and I can go into that, and apparently she's 40. I can't believe that. She sounds like she's 19.
So is One Angry Jew. One Angry Jew's 40.
I'm 48.
It says you're 40.
Well, everything, remember, I lied.
That's how I did it before. But before, it was not A. Monet's profile, but me, and I could click on my avatar and add it. You know? But it's for some reason.
I tell you what, P-chat yourself. Is that it?
What?
Let me see. I can't do that. I can't even click on me.
No, you can't do it.
No. It used to be there, but it's not there anymore. It used to be when you went to view profile, you could view your little mini profile and add it there. But now it's not there.
And explain to me this whisper thing. What is the whisper?
That
means you talk in open chat, but only you see it.
Exactly. So it's better. It's
private.
Less, yeah, it's less intrusive than having the pop-up thing, you know, getting in front of your timeline every time somebody wants to tell you, like, LOL or some shit.
Look in the chat room.
All right, hold on a second. I have to, I see that. This is me, right, and then it goes in the top. Okay. Iconoclast, go look up Razor Guard. R-A-Z-O-R-G-U-R-D.
You're listening to BTR 101 with Debbie Daly.
Shut up. I don't know anything about it. I don't know. Tonight
we explore how to get a stupid fucking avatar thing.
It's not stupid because it kind of sets you apart.
Yeah, but you know what? You used to be able to go in and change your name all the time, and I would change mine to these hysterical names, like I would be Debbie O'Rama or Debbie Wagoner, or I would come in here as Debbie in the Bay, and it won't let you do that now, I don't think.
Well, you can do it, but I'll tell you how it's done, and it's dangerous. Here's why. When I was, well, I'm still screwing with Black Conservative just because, but I created another user, and I called it Black Conservative. But he's already got that name. But he could go and change his name to anything he wants. And he did change it to Erudite Host. And I'm kicking myself because I should have grabbed when he did that. I should have then called myself Black Conservative. And I was going to put up an exact show just like him and see if I could get his drawl down and see if I could do his show at the same time and see how many people I could get in and fool. I am a troll. Remember, I am a liar too. But you can change your name, but you run the risk of somebody coming in and scooping up yours. So I never do it on this particular, on One Angry Jew. Does that make sense?
I just changed mine. Now I'm going to come back over to the chat room and see if it's changed, okay?
Yeah, it will. It'll change.
Okay, here I am. Now I'm going to reset. I'm going to reload the chat room. Okay, here we go. Now see if my name reads. Okay, now who am I in the chat room? Hold on, let me get rid of that noise. Hold on. That's been too long. Okay, it's mine. Now I'm with... okay, now what is my name in the chat room? Can y'all see me in there?
Moxie?
No, not yet.
Look under Amon.
Debbie Angry Jew.
Debbie Angry Jew.
How did you do that?
You can do it. You can do it as many times as you want. You just go to your settings, not to my account. You go to settings, and it says display name. You click on that. You click on the little button next to it. You change it, and then go up there and hit save.
Right, but here's the danger of that. If you change that, then anybody else can go in there and become Debbie Daly.
Well, you know, if it's not me.
Well, no, but everybody will think it is.
Wow.
They'll be Debbie Daly. Once you give up the name, once you change the name to something else, that name is up for grabs.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, I don't know.
That's why I have several logins on BTR, and so I just use them.
You go to settings and do what, Debbie?
You go to display name. Who put PD of LA on ignore?
Is he on ignore?
I did not
really?
Put you on ignore.
Is he on ignore?
I didn't put you on ignore.
Oh, on your show. Oh, I see.
No, I didn't.
Like, wow, how'd you do that, Debbie? You're amazing.
I would not do that. I would never ignore PD of LA. Why would I do that? I can see, but you're not asking me any questions. She's fucking ignored me. What did you say? Let's see. Thank you. Let's see. Let me scroll up. He's not asking me anything. It just says Vince, and then it says...
If anybody gets ignored, it's me. I think I might be the most ignored person on BTR. Well, the people that tell you they ignore you, they lie.
You're not ignored, One Angry Jew.
No, but the people put me on ignore, or they'll say, oh, I'm putting you on ignore, but they never do. Because then they always answer a question that you put out there. So you couldn't possibly be on ignore. I'm not the only liar out there.
Nah, I don't put anybody on ignore.
And I try not to put anybody on mute on the show.
You muted the crap out of people the other day.
Who did I mute? I only mute people if they start cursing and screaming.
Well, true.
I said I didn't want any profanity on the show. And that's only because I don't want to end up like Vince, or, well, not Vince now, but I didn't want to end up like Vince and knocked off of everything.
Dude, I hate doing a show past 11 o'clock Pacific because you're guaranteed towards the end of your show, you're going to lose control of your switchboard, and you're eventually going to get, everybody's just going to get kicked off.
Why? Why would that happen? Seriously,
it's
why?
Just, there's like some maintenance crap that goes down, and like it happened to everybody.
I was sitting there on my show and everybody just fell off my switchboard. I was sitting there talking to Steve and Swaro, and all of a sudden I went, hello? Hello?
Swaro is my friend. He loves me.
You think?
No.
I'm joking. All right, here I come back to Vince's chat room. Now look at my name.
But what's the deal with Steve Ogle?
There's no deal with Steve Ogle. He's just Steve Ogle.
Is he gay?
No, he's not gay.
Well, don't say it like that. He said something. That's why I asked.
Okay, now find me in the chat room. Look, I'll give you a hint. I'm under Moxie. I'm above One Angry Jew. Look at it.
Which, by the way, is where all women should be, but, you know, on top. I don't know whoever created this missionary position, so it's bullshit.
Can y'all see my name now? I'm right above. I'm sitting in between One Angry Jew and Moxie. I'm Mrs. PD of LA. I like changing those names. I think they're funny. So anyway, obviously nobody else
does. I do it all the time.
I'll be quiet. Oh, the reason I wanted to say that is this, listen, is because if you have one of those icons next to your name, okay, like I had one that was an apple, okay, but it looked like a radish, and every time I would try to change my name to do something funny, there was that apple, and everybody knew it was me, so it was like stupid. So just be aware that if you do get one of those, no matter what you change your name to, that stays with you, so.
Yeah, but I could put my avatar on there or a vagina. I'm not sure which I'd prefer.
Do what?
I could put my avatar there, or I could put a picture of a vagina. I'm not sure which I'd prefer. If I did the show in England, I would definitely put a picture of a vagina because they call everybody cunts over there. I don't know why.
Yeah, neither do I. We interrupt this program for a news update. This is a Disorderly Conduct news update from the newsroom. This just in, Scarlett Johansson and Ryan Reynolds are breaking up. That's right, the two actors have, for long and participation, they've decided to end their two-year marriage. We released a joint statement Tuesday. While privacy is expected, certainly appreciate it. 26 years back to the Pearl Jackson set in 2008. Johansson appeared in Iron Man 2, Reynolds in Green Lantern. And now, back to Disorderly Conduct with Vincent the Bay. Okay, I'm back here with Debbie Daly. One Angry Jew.
That was good.
Lady Slugga. And Sexy Mojo.
Who's being very quiet? Why is she so quiet?
She's just being sexy in the corner. That's what she does.
Okay. Now, I just found Debbie Daly in iTunes.
How did you do that? I can't. I was on iTunes.
There's
like
a video how to do it. There's a video in the help section.
No, it's easy. I know how to do everything. I know how to do everything. You go to. Do you want to put yourself on iTunes or what?
I just want to see my thing. Like subscribe to myself on iTunes.
All right. Okay. Go up to your little thing and you see where it says favor RSS and iTunes.
Hang on. I gotta get my thingy out.
I thought your thingy was already.
One Angry Jew. It's just me and Debbie here. Hang on.
All right.
Uh oh. Yeah. Uh oh. I'm not getting I'm getting the I wasn't getting the Wheel of Death there. I was in the there's the Wheel of Death. I was getting for a while I was in the wristwatch. Old school.
Okay. Anyway,
I'm open.
Okay, it's called your little player box up there where it says Blog Talk Radio, and then it says Favor, RSS, and iTunes. Okay, up there where it's playing, the little play button. Do you see it? Okay. Do you see your picture? Look above, it says add this player to your website. Don't click that. Look above that. It says Favor, RSS, iTunes. Click on iTunes.
Yeah. Okay, there we go. Bingo.
Okay. I'll do it with you. Uh-huh. And then it takes you.
Everybody should be doing this at home. I hope if you're listening to that, because it's on the player when people click on the archives too.
Mhm. Yeah, and
this is great.
I think you have a nice.
This is fucking awesome.
You have a nice page. This is how I listen to most shows. So everybody that thinks I don't listen to their shows, I actually listen to them in iTunes. That's why.
Now, let me ask you this. Is there a way I can monitor how many people have downloaded me off iTunes?
Mm-hmm. You can call iTunes and they'll let you know. They'll tell you. They'll give
you
a
call.
They're real nice about it. Yeah, or send them an email and they'll tell you.
Aren't they a tech company? Right. You have to call them on the phone?
Well, they're kind of lonely. That's how they get you.
Go to Apple. You go to apple.com.
Hey, I live right on the street. Cupertino is like a 10-minute drive for me. It's no big deal. I'm going to go there in person. I'm saying, hey, is Steve around? Oh, wow, I'm downloading my show from last night.
Hey, look at you.
Hey, is there any way I can stream through iTunes, like when the show's live, like when right now?
No, not necessarily. You cannot do that. Now, my network can do that. My network can stream live through iTunes.
I mean, you're playing iTunes through your system, right?
And when I'm streaming across my network, my server, I have my 24-hour-a-day radio station, so to speak. And I don't have it going right now, but when I start up the stream, you'd be driving down in your car, get your iPod out, go to iTunes, and you can pick up live, like a real radio station. Which I'm going to eventually get Vince to go back on when I relaunch it. And I read you. And anybody else that wants to come on the station, it's a 24-hour-day radio station.
Are you on right now?
Over. No, I didn't start the stream today. I was busy.
Hmm. So your overtime's done, huh?
Yeah, but check this out. I'm looking at Debbie's iTunes page.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, Live with Debbie Daly, Blog Talk Radio feed by Debbie Daly, by Debbie Angry Jew.
Okay. All right, I want to thank all my listeners tonight, especially everybody in the chat room right now, Denise in Florida, Goofy Bone, Lady Slugga, Melinda, Moxie, PD of LA, Sexy Mojo, TX Patriot 2010. If you guys want to join us here, you have 30 seconds to call in. We're going to go into a brief overtime period here with our panelists. I hope the panelists would like to stick around. But for those listening to the live broadcast, we thank you, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow night, same time, same bat channel, with me, your host, Vince in the Bay, right here on Disorderly Conduct. We'll be right back after this brief message.
You got to know the well. What you thought? You thought you weren't going to see me? Come on. Yeah, come on. Come on. Some people in the face don't shoot them.
lemonade with a sword, deep and snake. Snowflake full of fraud, but I'm on the Lord's cornflakes and cupcakes. I react to subtract. I impact in the track while they slack and piggyback. I blacked out. Swing a battle axe at a poodle. Avalanche on the ranch, cause my style straight for noodles. Expand with grand slams. Advance with elegance and mystique. Unaware that you speak irrelevant. Prepare to outlast my dread, the outcast. With guns to outblast and love to outlast like a sumo. I'm pushing kids out of the loop, cause they look soft like a cracker in soup. And I don't care what you got, who you know or what not, cause even big shots with a buckshot. Poking that side road to a fruit. And bit the bullshit to do. And get bigger, cause everywhere I go, they telling me my nigga who
that. I like the way he do that, cause nowadays they do that. Can't even make your who that.
Magnanimous, my touch magnificent. I hush hilarious with immaculate chances. Known for stacking the chances back in the past. I'll make my niggas pass it and blast. I'll make the last word that you ever hear be, yo, there he go. Cause niggas are splashing, dashing, get to know Mexico. I'm coming straight from New York where we stalking. Double talk, pop corks and Jay walk in the street with tomahawk. Rock, roll, roll, roll. Assault, blast, assault, somersault. Hope to never halt, open the vault once again. The name's Fred, I'll be the one you're getting under. Even if you hit the number, looking better than you're gonna let it begin. Let the wave spin like a blend, dress to a 10. Shade of Caribbean men, either say it was soul or nigga, say it again. Let it ascend, rewind and play it again.
I like the way he do that, cause nowadays they do that. Can't even make your who that.
Deport what you thought, to be devoted and floated. I demoted and noted the posture of an imposter. There ain't no way to sugarcoat it, it's ridiculous. Who be standing out like a crook on the grind since the beginning of time? That's how we do, you know my struggle is ugly. The way I juggle these flows, I'll be a man amongst men. And I got juice but a joke, cause it's sure needs an aspiration. Been to blow like bottle rockets. Get these rubber bands off of my wrist and into my pocket. Roll with a few respectable, skeptical of the opposite. Susceptible to the receptacle when I be rocking shit. Dressed, the robber baron tearing up shit. I'm wearing glare in my whip. You hear it, no comparison fit. And the bottom line, I read your line, shine with mine. With the thunder, I got the power to make people wonder.
I like the way he do that, cause nowadays they do that. Can't even make your who that.
Day of Christmas, my slutty, drunk as fuck, cheating piece of shit boyfriend gave to me 12 STDs, 11 yeast infections, 10 toilet sours, 9 lots of licking, 8 Cleveland steamers, 7 Krusty cream pies, 6 sticks of swinging, 5 golden showers, 4 rupee pills, 3 pink dildos, 2 orgasms, and it's warm come inside my pussy. And that's that piece.
Yeah, that's a, I got a piece for you, honey. So, what do you guys think of that? That's my holiday song for the kids this year.
That works.
You don't like it, I can tell. That's fine.
I'm being polite.
Yeah, you are. That's you're sweet.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. It's been a long time, sexy budget. Glad I finally have you back here on my program. I can't believe you're. It was great to just think that you were going to be in the chat, but you even called in. That's awesome.
Well, I was surprised to get your text.
Well, actually, I have to. You know, I have to give a credit to somebody on that. I guess. Inadvertently, I have to give credit to, you're still in my chat room, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. This guy, okay, here we go. This guy, this dude right here randomly, oh, whoops. Oh, that's not it. Anyways, I did my show last night, and this guy sends me a Twitter, and he says this. He says, he said something. Oh, sorry. Okay, sorry. I'm looking at my Twitter. Okay, he said. He says more sexy mojo, and then he says one tweet just says sexy mojo, and the next one says, "Gotta log off, bro. Good stuff. Nice Starbury updates. I was wondering what that guy is up to." And I was like, "Sexy mojo.
I remember him.
Starbury updates." I was like, "Dude, that's got to be like." He must have been listening
That's
to a
old
show.
School.
Like, I think he was listening to a show because if you go to my page, they just have like they have a featured show. And for some reason, they feature this show from like July of last year, and you're on it. And he was trying to find my show last night, but he was listening to that show.
Oh, wow. So it's just some random guy.
So, this guy, here, I'll send it to you, or I'll just, here, he might be listening, I don't know, he's listened to the show before, but this is his tweet he did to me, I gotta just, he says, more sexy mojo, so if you go to Twitter, go to our K experience, and he does a tweet at me.
I do not know who that is.
I met him like a couple years ago. Let's see if I can get
to pick some random guy for you to like call me or text me.
Yeah. Exactly.
You
I totally forgot.
Out
of sight, out of mind. That's how my hoes are.
You forgot,
out of sight,
baby.
Out of mind.
just call me your hoes.
I just recently started doing BTR again, and so I was just I kind of haven't really thought to track down all the old school peeps, But yeah, most of the people like tonight, like the only old school person besides you was, Ronnie Rucker.
Yeah. I think I came on a couple months ago and I went to Miss PG's and yeah, they said they hadn't heard from you.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's kind of weird. It's the opposite now. Now you don't hear from Miss PG. I'm back, but she's gone now.
Aww.
Yeah, she lost her mother like about a month ago or maybe 2 months now. But I think it hit her really, really, really hard. And so she's just kind of like, I think she's recovering from that and just kind of stepping away for a minute.
That's too bad.
But you heard VMAC on here, right?
Who was VMAC?
VMAC was he was on the show tonight for a little bit. He
angry does, black guy.
Yeah, he's a semi.
Oh, he was the angry black guy that you were talking about.
He was one angry Jew and a pump of muppety. One angry black guy. He's a lackluster, semi upset black person. Huh?
And you were just cutting out.
Yeah, I hear you cutting out too.
Yeah, this fucking goddamn Skype bullshit. I hate this. They can take this and shove it up their ass as far as I'm concerned.
Well, wait a minute. Are you doing anything else on your internet? Are you the only one on it?
Oh, well, you know what? You know what it is? I got to close iTunes just because I just downloaded my entire episode as a podcast through iTunes just because I was it. Because once you subscribe to something, I have it just automatically downloads the latest. So I think that might be lagging. So we'll quit that. But I think I'm going to mosey over to Iconoclasts. Is he up yet and running? Did anybody check over there?
His show is not for the faint of heart.
Oh, what's
so
he talking about?
That?
Well, it's about being gay.
Oh.
I was apparently the star last night. They were very interested in me.
Okay, let's see what we got going here. We got Pinko the Bear, Iconoclast TX, C-Rock Radio, and Brent Turner. Okay, we're going to go with Iconoclast TX.
Yeah, he gets lesbians, so it's always a plus.
Lesbians, nice.
Okay, so where are we going to?
Iconoclast TX.
I didn't see it. Can you send me the link or put the link in your chat?
Oh, he's got all these trolls over there. Oh, no, he doesn't. He's got, I think she's got the, what's his name? Debbie's friend, Jake. It sounds like Jake.
Isn't Jake gay? Sounds gay.
Yeah, I think he is. I think he's also a hair. I think he's also a heroin addict.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not good.
Want me to jack into that show right now? You want to hear it?
Okay, but can you put the link in the chat so I can go to it? Because I'm not seeing it.
Oh, okay. You have to just you have to refresh your page or go to click on air. Oh, wait. I just jumped out of my chat. My chat's gone. But if you're on Blog Talk Radio, right? Click on on air. Click on air and it's
gay guy chat.
Gay guy
it?
Chat, exactly.
Okay, I'm there.
Yeah.
I'm there.
Excellent. All right, so I'm gonna try to jack into that show. Where did I get my shit together here? Alrighty.
After playing all that music, you uploaded it to the Switchboard?
What's that?
All the music that you're playing, you uploaded it to the Switchboard?
Yeah, yeah.
I have not been able to get a long song to upload.
Like how long?
Well, not that long, like maybe 3 or 4 minutes.
That's weird. Shouldn't be like that. What size file is it? Like, do you compress it down to like a? Is it an? First of all, is it an MP3?
I think so. No, WAVE.
Okay. First of all, make it. I just, you know, they compress the shit out of it, and it sounds like crap, anyways. I just do 128 megabits MP3s, and upload that, and it usually works fine. And I've put up 20-minute songs.
Well, yeah. Yeah, you're right, because the MP3s did go up, but everything else didn't, even though it took it.
Yeah, it won't play it.
Your whole chat room bailed and went into the gay chat room.
Yeah. That's my demographic, bro. The gay audience.
But they're talking about hot Canadian women.
Really? Are you serious?
They were.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold, and you will be able to listen to the show.
What? Tell me what it means. You're going to hurt my feelings. Tell me what it means. I don't care.
It just means you're mad. You're pressed.
I'm mad.
You're
what am I mad
so
about?
Mad. Like, you're just mad that apparently, like, Carmel's so flawless. But, like, I don't know.
What are you talking about?
You're now listening to Iconoclast TX.
Yeah. they're mad. Like
gay guy chats
stay mad.
Already in progress.
They can stay mad. Like they can stay so mad and so jelly, and so jealous. Sorry.
100% gay talk. Right.
I don't know. I'm just trying to teach you some internet lingo here.
Well, I mean, I'm not like, you know, I'm 35 years old, so I don't know all the lingo of these youngins. Like
35 and available, gentlemen.
Yeah. Lady Slugger, do you know what press means?
Oh, press, you said?
Yeah, press. He said press.
Well, what they were saying, no, I didn't understand what they meant when they were saying that in the other chat room.
Okay,
I thought they were saying oppressed. I didn't know they were saying press.
Oh, okay. They were calling me a Dairy Queen.
He's juggling
Dairy
right now.
Yeah, I
what does
I
that
don't
mean?
Know what that means, but I think I know what it means.
That
I think
means
mean
to like have like
the
objects
guys,
and throw it up in the air
a
bunch of times.
I am
gadget.
Half white, so yeah, I like white guys. So, is there something wrong with that? That I like a certain kind of guy, or
well,
not?
You're
yeah,
racist.
What's wrong
who's calling
with that?
You a Dairy Queen?
Oh, Caramel Queen and Infinity Guitars and those people in there.
Yeah.
And they were talking about, like, one of my the funny thing is, they say they don't like me, but they're obviously listening to my show, because one of my shows I talk about when I was 19
oh my God.
Years old.
Rambo's
and I had a suicide attempt, and I talked about this I took aspirin and, I don't know, this other crap that was in there. There's nothing else available. Yeah, and so they were saying, you know, take some more aspirin. So, anyway, I just wanted to talk about that briefly, because I just think, you know, I'm really fucking sick of these people who are so fucking mean. I don't understand the point. I came on here just to, like, have fun, have a voice. Like everybody on BTR, you just want to have a voice. You want to be heard, and that's the only reason I'm here. So, you know, so what?
Okay.
A, B, C, D, love, I'm half white and I'm half black. So, just so you know, that's what I am. Someone in chat.
I'm pretty sure Infinity Guitars is a Dairy Queen, too. So.
Oh, really? What is Infinity Guitars? Is that a guy or a girl?
I don't really know. To be honest, but like I mean, they just talk to me like I don't know any of these people really.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, I don't know. I would guess that it's like an old guy, like above 40 years old.
Oh, really?
50, probably. Oh, and can I give a shout out to Words Ate My Soul? They are flawless and better than everyone else.
Okay, what is that?
That's one of my friends who's not a troll.
Okay. Words ate my soul. I'll keep that in mind. Hold on, we got another caller. Caller 408, you're on the air. 408, you're on the air.
It's me.
I'm shaking my hair cape so hard right now.
408.
Who's shaking their head?
Is this one angry Jew?
Well, sort of.
I'm shaking my hair cape. On my head, my hair
cape. Hey, what's up? It's Vince in the Bay with One Angry Jew and Sexy Mojo and the whole crew, the whole funky bunch.
Are you guys all calling in? Seriously?
Yeah, we were too lazy. We were too lazy to end my show and to call individually. We just decided to just call into your show.
Keep it going.
The glory rolls on. What's the topic tonight? What are we talking about?
Well, we were talking about the trolls came in, we're coming in the teams and fucking up shit, but I don't know. I want to talk about somebody's got some feedback going on. Who is it?
Yeah, we got some serious.
Okay,
is somebody talking from a wind tunnel?
That's better.
That's
better.
That was
I can hear
way
now.
Better. Thank you for sacrificing. I appreciate it. Oh!
It's back again.
Oh.
Is that a sign who's doing that? I mute them.
What, just mute them or what? Mute them? Hold on.
If you got to find who's doing that.
408, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay, he's there. So let me try this one. 760. 760, are you there? 760, are you there? There's another one, fuckers. Okay. 520, are you there? 520, are you there?
Oh, Lord.
It's just a bunch of those motherfuckers.
We were going to play the kick-out game, remember?
I've already kicked out. I've kicked out five people, okay? Because they're known assholes, okay? I've already kicked them out. So, Hey, Debbie Daly, I saw what you said. If someone's bothering you, just let me know, okay? So, whatever. But I wanted to talk about, like, you know, usually the past two nights I've been talking about a lot of, like, sex, about, like, women's sex, like, pussy and, you know, shit like that, which I'm sure...
Brown curtains.
Yeah, brown curtains. Vince,
I've
you figure out what brown curtains
thing.
Meant, by the way?
What?
I'm guessing, like, extra large pussy lips, like, really flappy,
yeah.
Like, we're talking, like, Philly cheesesteak looking,
like,
mangly stuff.
Those kinds.
Yeah.
Right. You got it. I think I had to educate. Did I tell you that last night, Lady Slugga, or what?
Yeah, I never heard it before until
yeah.
you said it last night. It was like, oh, Pamela Anderson.
That's so nasty. That is so nasty.
I know.
Oh, my God. Well, no, I just wanted to talk about, I don't know, usually, but like I said, the past two nights, my shows have been about, like, lesbian sex and a lot of pussy and that kind of great stuff for people who like that kind of thing. So, I don't know, tonight I just wanted to talk about, you know, whatever, but I was going to talk about Don't Ask, Don't Tell. It's probably too dry for most people, so I probably won't talk about that. But
I would love to talk about. I would love to talk about Don't Ask, Don't Tell. I'm happy to engage in that.
Gotcha. Oh, okay, well, let's talk then. That'd be great. What do you guys think about Don't Ask, Don't Tell? You think it's stupid, or you think it's a cool thing? We need it, or what?
It's kind of like one of those. Well, this is what I think of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. First of all, I think they should not repeal it. I think they should keep it in place. And I'll tell you why. Because I have the perfect way for us to do a peaceful military coup and end the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, and at the same time allowing soldiers to stand in solidarity with their homosexual brothers and sisters in the armed forces. By all military personnel, military personnel at once, all at the same time, standing up and saying, I am gay. I am a homosexual.
Oh, well, yeah. I agree. That would totally work.
Yeah.
Well, I mean...
There's no more wars. There's
military.
No more wars. What if all the troops, what if every single troop said, hey, I'm gay. Hey, Sarge, I'm gay. Everybody said it. Even
right.
Sarge says, I'm gay. You know?
Right.
Fuck, General says, I'm gay.
But that's the whole point, though, you know? That's the whole point. No, that's the whole point. The point is that the military says they don't give a shit. The general military population says they don't care. They took a survey for the longest time. They're like, well, we're going to wait and see what the military says before we make a judgment and pass a law. And so they waited. They got the reports back. They said they don't care, and they still wouldn't pass the law. So it doesn't matter if everybody
stood up and said
they were gay.
Because it's political. Because it's totally political.
Yeah.
It's 100% political. It's pandering to one percentage of the electorate.
That's right. But that's what they always do. I mean, that's what they always do.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. 520, you're on the line.
Oh, my God.
520.
Sounds like basic bitch.
No, I'm here.
Basic bitch, what do you think about it? You don't sound like a very political person to me.
I'm not, like, smart with this stuff.
Well, what do you think? You think gay people should serve in the military or not?
Openly. You
well,
think they
yeah,
should
obviously.
Serve openly. Openly, though.
Openly, yeah, openly.
Well, I don't know. Isn't it, like, kind of dangerous for them sometimes?
Why would it be dangerous?
Because, like, isn't that, like, God, keep putting me on the spot.
I just
like,
asked you a question.
Like, I don't want to... Isn't there, like, a lot of, like, well, because wasn't it originally put in place to, like, protect?
No, it was put in place as a compromise, a political compromise, basically. Bill Clinton put it into place, essentially. And it was put into place as a political compromise, which had nothing to do with the people he was supposedly protecting. So, no, it was put into place to appease people, basically, to make people just make it go away. So you say, don't ask me if I'm gay, and I won't tell you that I'm gay. And that doesn't really work, as we've seen. So do you think that anybody, do you think that, I mean, it really protects the troops for them to be in Don't Ask, Don't Tell? No. What it does is make it a lot fucking harder for them to have a life. I mean, they can't talk about their partner or their family or anything back at home.
and they have to pretend to have a girlfriend or a boyfriend or whatever just to fit in, and it makes them more stressed out, you know. And so if you're on the battlefield with somebody who's gay, do you really give a shit if he sucks dick or if the girl eats pussy? Do you care? No.
I'm not for Dias Patel. I'm not for it.
Okay. So, Lady Slughouse?
Yes.
What do you think
Lady
about
Slughouse
it?
For it.
I'm sorry. I was so concerned with the chat room. I kind of got.
Hey,
wow.
Angry Jew. I'm sorry. I muted you. You've got like air coming in your room or something. I don't know what's going on. It's like a wind tunnel or something where you are.
You hear air right now?
Yeah. Now it's gone. It went away. It went away. It's gone. What are your thoughts on that, Angry Jew?
If I'm quiet, you hear it?
What's that?
What are don't ask, don't tell. Look, as long as they're not in drag, what do I care? If they can
Why
shoot
would they
a weapon.
Be in drag?
If they can shoot a weapon and they can fire, they can take orders. What difference does it make?
Right, I agree. What about you, Lisa? Go ahead. Talk.
Okay. I have a question for Herbert Brown Photography in the chat. It kind of fits in. What is his opinion of Lady Gaga using gay military members as accessories on the red carpet? Actually, this can be a question for everyone. But Herbert Brown Photography, this is mostly for you.
You think that she used them as accessories?
This is a question asked by someone else.
When they came, you're saying when they came to the Grammys or whatever, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So...
So what are your opinions about it? Do you think that she was using them as accessories? Do you think she's using them as like a promotional, like to try to look like she's more like cool for gay people?
She is. She's totally cool with gay people. But even if she is using them as accessories, who cares? I mean, people do that all the time.
Yeah.
And I mean, if you're gonna be in that arena, like you know, if you're like a star, whatever, you know, a musician or an actor. They get PR however they can, so I don't care if they use them. She's using the accessories. They don't care either. They got to go to the Grammys with Lady Gaga. You think they really care? You know, I don't think they care at all. So, what do you think about it? Speak up.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah. What do you think?
Oh God. No, I agree with you. I mean, I think she is supportive of
right.
gay rights and stuff. She's using them as accessories, but, like, who cares? Like, they get to go with her to places. I have a question. Why was Praise Gaga banned? She wants to know.
Why, are you a friend of hers?
She just, like, is, like, messaging me and wanting to know.
Oh, okay. Because I saw what she said in the chat room.
Oh, I didn't see what she said. Was she being
really
rude? I
did. That's all that matters. It's okay. 760,
hey,
you're on the
Dog
line.
Hey, what's up?
Who's this?
Hey, my name is Stephanie. What's up?
Oh, is this Carmel Queen again?
No.
She's just Stephanie this time?
If it's Carmel Queen, I'd love to talk to you.
I can recognize
Stephanie,
your voice.
That's the best she could do, Stephanie.
Stephanie.
Who are you?
Wow. Bartender, can we cut her off, please?
She's dead. Okay. Lady Slugga, tell me something.
Yes.
Last night we were talking about you and your sex life and everything. And I'd like to ask you something. Why do you think straight men, I'm just going to turn into this for a minute because we have people here interested in this. Why do you think straight men like to watch women have sex with each other?
Huh. I don't know. I don't know. I guess it looks pretty.
So let me ask Vince.
That brown curtain. What?
So let me ask Vince and One Angry Jew. They apparently would know the answer to this. Why do you like to watch women having sex with each other? What turns you on about that?
I like it because it's educational. women. No, really, I learn a lot from it. I learn a lot because usually when you watch traditional porn and it's just a guy girl, 9 times out of 10 the girl doesn't get off on camera. And I like seeing the chick get off. And usually the only way you can see that is to either do solo videos or girl-girl videos. And some of the girl-girl videos are pretty steamy. And you learn what, you know, different women's erogenous zones are and how they work. And if you never knew how to eat pussy, if you watched enough porn, you should know how to eat some pussy, especially if you watch a lot of girl-girl porn. Girl solo porn. You just see what makes the women feel good. The women, instinctively seem to know what makes each other feel good because they have the same plumbing down there. You know what I mean?
Because they're women.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing about
God. Like what I said yesterday.
Yeah, I started to say. I mean, that's the thing. Well, that's the thing about sex, though, about gay sex, whether you're two girls or two guys or anything. Gay sex, I'm sorry to say this, gay sex is inherently better than straight sex because you know what you're doing. Whereas straight sex, you're kind of fumbling around, not really fucking sure what you're doing about. You know, the guy doesn't know where the G-spot is or whatever. And does that exist, by the way, the G-spot? Is that real?
I don't think so.
Yeah. On a man or a woman?
No.
Well, on a woman, a man, it's called the prostate, basically. With a woman,
right.
What is it on a woman? Does it exist for you?
Oh, my God. Well, like I said yesterday, I get off better with clitoral stimulation anyway, and I don't know, maybe that's because I play with myself too much.
Oh, my God.
Like,
well, you are a J-Pal writer.
Basic bitch. Basic bitch. That's it's interesting, because you said on Vince's show a while back that you were asexual, right? Didn't you say that?
Yeah.
What does it mean to be asexual? Do you just don't have sex and you're not attracted to anything? You said you're interested in aliens or something?
Yeah, aliens. There's this thing that's kind of weird where people are attracted to objects.
Uh-huh.
I think I might have that, this disc that I got. It's, like, pretty.
Are you, like, serious when you say this, though? Are you serious? You're serious.
I'm 100% serious.
So you have a sexual attraction to objects, and it could be any object, like your desk, like you said, like your desk, or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, like this water bottle shape right now.
Uh-huh.
It's, like, so nice. It has, like, a, what is that, hourglass shape?
Okay. That's kind of phallic, though, don't you think? Don't you think a water bottle would be considered phallic? Like, what do you think when you see a dick? What do you think when you see a penis?
I think that that's part of the human body.
But it doesn't turn you
on. Which I'm not attracted to.
Okay. So you're not attracted to a penis, but you're attracted to the water bottle.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, is this really hard to believe?
No, I'm trying to understand you. That's all. I'm just trying to understand what you're saying. So what is it? How do you express your sexuality, then? If you don't have sex, how do you express your sexuality? Like, physically, like... I can hear you. What?
You can have sex. There's actually a woman who married the Eiffel Tower. So I think I might go that route.
Okay.
Is my mic still hot?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, apparently it is. All right. What do you mean marrying the Eiffel Tower?
A woman is married to the Eiffel Tower.
Who married her to the Eiffel Tower?
I don't know, like the King of France.
the
King of France married a woman to the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah,
you know,
I think that you're still alive too.
Yeah,
there is no King of France, but anyway,
yeah.
Go ahead.
You do remember that they used to throw the women in the tower in the castle and leave them there for what I don't know. Is that something like the same thing? Yeah, she would be married to the tower, right?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, they had kings back there. All right, so do you have some kind of... what is it with the water bottle? I'm not getting that.
That's what I'm trying to understand.
I like the shape and like the way it looks.
You have a thing for water, right?
Okay. Just any object.
All right, you gotta speak closer to the microphone. You have a thing for water, right?
Not just water. All right, let me Wikipedia this.
You got the Wikipedia? What you think?
That's what I thought.
I'm Wikipediaing it so I can put a link in the chat so everyone can understand me.
Well, we're asking you to explain so we can understand you. So I'm just trying to get to the, you know, psychological bottom of this, so to speak. So, you know, what is it about the water bottle that you do with it? You know, what do you do with a water bottle? Do you do anything with it, or are you just attracted to it?
I'm just attracted to it. That would be weird if I, like, you know.
It would be weird if you what?
I, like, you know, did stuff with a water bottle.
It's an animal bottle.
How weird is that? Like, I'm weird, but I'm not that weird.
Okay.
Wait a second. Are you gay?
He's not gay.
Did I not just say I don't find humans attractive?
Yeah.
Well,
he
I mean,
says he's not gay.
I don't think that, does that disqualify him from being gay?
That he doesn't find dick attractive?
Yeah.
I would say probably yeah. Well, it doesn't mean he's not gay. It means he doesn't know he's gay, possibly.
Well, wait a second. I think I might be able to help him.
Mm-hmm.
If
I don't need help.
I think I can, though. I'd like to. Would you like me to try to help?
Okay, go ahead.
All right. If you go to Thailand, you will find some of the most beautiful, beautiful women who are not women. They have breasts. They look like women, but they've got a package in front. But if you can get over the package and not reach around, you can have... sort of a fantasy. It's not like the British guys can't seem to figure it out, but they claim they're not gay, so maybe you could do it. And they could hold a water bottle.
Okay. I guess.
Basic bitch.
Like,
do you
want me to
masturbate? Do you masturbate, basic bitch? Do you masturbate?
I don't believe in masturbation.
Hold on
a
second.
No.
Everybody believes it. Just, I don't believe anybody. That's
go
the
ahead,
most ridiculous thing I've... What do you mean you don't believe in it?
It goes against my beliefs, not my religion. My beliefs as a human being.
So you've never have you ever had an ejaculation? Has it ever happened to you?
What is that?
When you come.
Oh.
All right, he's trolling you now. Take it from a troll. This is trolling.
You're a troll?
I am a troll, yes.
Wait, who is this? Is this the Vince guy or the angry guy?
That's the angry
Jew. I am the angry Jew. I am a troll.
520, you want to say something? You're on the air. No, it's the bitches again.
I'm also a liar, so don't forget that.
Okay, so if you're like a known troll, why do people like let you on to their show?
It's a mental deficiency on their part.
I have no problem with him. I've never had a problem with it when I read you. I know a lot of people have, but so far, so good. So
well, I scare most people. That's the. I don't do anything to people. You know, look, this is just words. These are really nothing more than bits and bytes flowing across the internet.
Well, what I noticed, though, is that people, I mean, from what I saw, people who have a problem with you or have had a problem with you, that they don't like what you're saying, typically. It's not really that they have a problem with you specifically. It's like they don't like what you're saying, so... And
well,
I have a problem with just
people
sitting.
don't like the way that I say it. I just say things honestly, although I am a liar, but I honestly lie, and they don't like the way that I say things. I'm very blunt. That's all. Some people can't deal with that.
Can we talk about Steve?
Well, actually, I'm going to talk about Vince. Are you still there, Vince?
I don't really want to talk about Steve.
I don't think he's there anymore.
Yeah,
Vince, are you still there?
I'm here.
Oh, he's there. I was going to ask you a question. What is it you – I'll ask this of you and One Angry Jew. I'm just curious. And Lady Slugga and Basic Bitch. What is it you guys do?
Well,
or like a living or
– Well, like you guys are all, I mean, up late, and, you know, every day and hanging out on BTR like I am. So I'm just curious how you guys – you know, what do you guys do? Do you guys all live at home or do you guys – you know, what's the deal?
Okay, who goes first?
Well, we'll start with Vince.
Your love to Matt and Coke and weed.
All right.
Okay.
Somebody needs to slap him. It's so wrong.
Do you actually have a job, Vince, or not?
Does anyone live in his mom's basement?
Now, hold on a second. Wait a minute.
You don't have to tell me what it is. I was just curious if you had one. What angered you?
Yeah, let me interject here. Why is it that everybody always says they live in their mother's basement? Why can't anybody live in the attic, for example?
I'm in the attic, actually. I've said that many times. I live in my parents' attic. Better view up here.
There's a view up there.
I haven't had a real job since 1991.
And why is that?
That was the last job I had. I got fired. I threw a party and never worked again.
Okay. And so how do you support yourself?
I'm a consultant.
Okay. For business of some sort?
Business, computers.
Okay.
That kind of stuff.
What if I told you I wasn't even alive the last time you had a job?
Well, that doesn't surprise me. I've slept with a lot of women that fit that description. That's all right.
Basic bitch, okay. Are you in school or what? What's your deal?
Yeah, I'm like a full-time student, you know, prostitute on the side.
What are you studying?
Right now I'm in communications, so, you know, that's that.
So what do you want to do with communications? PR or something? Or
You know, I just like really want to be on the radio. That's why I got into this whole blog talk thing. That's when I met all those trolls that follow me around.
Uh-huh.
They follow you around?
He says they follow him around, yeah.
Everyone thinks, like, other people are, like, the king of our group, but, like, it's me, so.
You know, nobody follows me around. They all run from me.
I think people follow you around, like that Vince guy and that Steve guy. Oh, wait, Vince is on the phone. Sorry.
No,
like
Vince.
Steve, remember him?
Which Steve?
Remember Steve? Steve,
Steve.
The flawless. Steve, the guy who yelled at you on your show.
Oh wait. Well, is that the same guy that was on Debbie's show earlier?
Yeah. I don't know, he was crying. He was like crying because you trolled him, apparently.
Who?
I didn't troll Steve.
He was like crying though.
Oh no, he wasn't. Steve and I got along fine.
Oh. Okay.
Once I explained to Steve that I was a troll, and that I'm a liar, that completely settled him down.
Well, I wasn't really
What did you say to Steve? What happened? What was the deal?
Well, Steve called my show. Look, I did a show where I invited anybody who had a problem with me to call my show, tell me what the problem was.
I heard the very end of it, yeah.
All right, so Steve was the most of the show. He was great.
Okay.
Because
what angered you?
Yes.
Has anyone ever told you sound like Gene Simmons?
Yes.
Because you kind of do. Are you him? Just wondering.
Well, if I was, it would be for a new show that I'd be researching, right?
Do you guys know what salvia is, by the way?
Salvia?
Is that what it's called? Salvia?
Smoking?
Yeah, what is that? I don't even know what that is.
Them videos look scary.
What? What is it? What is salvia?
It's some kind of herb that you can look it up. But it makes them videos are scary. That's something I will never try.
So it's like, it's not like pot then, it's like harsher or something.
Well, no pot that I ever smoked made me act like those people act in those videos.
I haven't seen them. There's like a video? I heard about it. I didn't see it though.
You could Google, or go to YouTube and look it up, and all those videos are crazy. Actually, look, I'll show you a funny one right now. I'll put it in the chat room. Hold on.
Okay.
Miley Cyrus just can't be tamed. I mean, like, what do you expect?
She's a slut, but whatever. She's all right.
Is she a slut?
Well, she acts like one. I don't know if she actually is, but I think she probably. I mean, her boyfriends are way too old, don't you think? For her, they're way too old. But actually, when I was her age, I dated guys that age too. So I can't really talk. So whatever. I do the same thing. So I guess I was a slut. Whatever. What's the URL for that? Lady Slugger.
I'm getting it off my YouTube channel right now, and I'm going to put it in the chat room.
Okay.
I don't know. I think we should just talk about Miley Cyrus and her impact on music.
And her flawless music? I don't want to talk about Miley Cyrus. Do you like Miley Cyrus? Seriously?
Can we talk about Miley Cyrus's vagina? That would be okay.
No.
Miley Cyrus is not interesting to me at all.
Miley Cyrus is like one of the best voices of like the generation, so.
Well, I don't understand. The thing I don't get is I'm just still trying to understand you, though, basic bitch. I don't know if you're telling me the truth or if you really are.
I don't think you have a long enough show to get to that point.
I mean, I don't understand what the deal is with that and, you know, whatever. But have you guys, who's on the phone right now, have any of you ever had and I know it's easier to ask a woman than it is a man, but have any of you ever had a gay experience?
Well, define a gay experience.
Anything from mutual masturbation, like each other jacking each other off, up to like the full-fledged, you know, fucking and everything else, oral sex, everything, you know. So any of those things.
All right, that would be a no.
At any point in your life, okay.
Yeah, that would be a no.
How did you say? Stop lying.
What's that?
I say this all the time. I know it.
I can't hear you.
One Angry Jew and Vince, they do that kind of stuff all the time.
How do they?
It's just a fact. I mean,
Vince, have you ever had any kind of experience like that? Even like as a 2-year-old or something? A 3-year-old or whatever? Angry Jew said.
Well, hold on a second. I have to warn you.
Yeah.
If you start talking about 2-year-olds and 3-year-olds, Lady Slugger is going to have an apoplectic fit.
That was a joke. For her, I know that.
Right
that
here on your chat room. And
I may not be able to
bring her off the wall.
Well, I don't think Vince is going to answer me anyway, so that's okay.
Well, I'll answer you. I said no, but who was it that asked?
What's the question?
Have you ever had a homosexual experience of any kind in your entire life?
No.
No.
Yes.
Do you think that when women have sex with each other, you know, and obviously you guys like that, but
it is a beautiful thing. It is one of the gifts of God,
so
given to man.
You have a problem with guys who have sex with each other, just the act itself,
No, I don't.
No.
No. Okay. That's
Vince
awesome.
And I.
Click on
Vince
that
and I are both libertarians. So why would?
I'd rather not it happen right in front of my face.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I understand that. But, I mean, a lot of people are like, you know, they've attacked me or whatever and called me things or whatever on BTR, and have said, you know, that what gay guys do is gross or whatever. But I told them straight people do the same thing. So it's not like it's just gay people who do that. So, you know, whatever. I just was curious if it just disgusted you or whatever. Because, you know, lesbian sex, obviously, it's interesting to me that the guys just love to see lesbians have sex, but they won't watch, you know, two guys
well,
having sex.
Let's talk about this, because I think this is an important topic.
Yeah,
I actually
have a hard time watching porn with a guy in it at all, like even straight porn.
I was going to ask you that question.
Exactly.
I'd rather the cock not even be there.
Right.
Vince, did you? Is it possible that we have the same mother?
No way, I'm Catholic.
Well, so were Jews at some point, or you were at some point. I don't know. I get it mixed up. But I'm with Vince. I don't even understand why people want to see the guy in there. And here's the part that I never get: what is this fascination with blowing their load on the girl's face. I do not get that, not even for a second.
I don't get that from the perspective of a heterosexual guy, why he'd care to see that in the first place.
Exactly.
I've seen straight porn. I've thought about it from the perspective of a straight guy watching it. You know, and for me, I look at the guy. I don't look, you know, you guys look at the girl. So it's funny because I'm like, when the guy comes on her face, it's always on her face or
something for everybody.
And I'm like, you guys, yeah, but you guys, I would think would not want to see that at all. It'd be like Vince was saying, it's like completely useless to you guys. So.
Well, I don't get the whole fascination.
Hey, I have no problem with my own cock and my own cum. It's just other guys' cocks and cum I don't want to stay away from.
Did you ever play with Elmer's glue in school?
Did we play with what?
Did you ever play with Elmer's glue in school?
Yeah.
Okay, cum is just as good.
Well, how would you do that?
Because I do it all the time.
On your own, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now,
you enjoy that?
Well, it's just mindless activities. You know, it just kind of calms you down.
Well, the truth is, I mean, as a gay guy, I mean, you're right. It's true that it can be a pleasurable thing. I agree. I was telling Lady Slugger last night that I've even had some in the past that tasted like honey. I'm not kidding. So it depends on what the guy eats.
Don't have a cow now. I like to flick boogers on the ceiling sometimes, but that's just me.
I would hate to see your ceiling, dude.
Oh, not my own ceiling. It would be somebody else's ceiling. Come on.
Oh, okay.
Probably your ceiling.
I'm not a pig.
Right.
So
right,
we might just
right,
not invite
right.
you over.
What was that?
Is anyone? Oh. I don't know. She's talking. Okay, I'm going to go. Has anyone ever found a noodle in their pubic hairs?
What is that?
A noodle.
Not then tonight.
That's a question that I just... I'm going to write that down.
Why are you missing one?
And it's like, it's like encrusted in there, and then when you try to pull it out, it's just like it's stuck.
How did it get in your pubic hair in the first place?
Hmm? Well, like...
Dude, that's not a noodle. That's
mean?
Your
like,
noodle.
Like a...
And why is your pubic hair that big? I'm not getting that.
Okay. This is not for me.
Yeah, a friend.
For a friend.
Of course. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
She's a girl, and she works in a hospital kitchen, and she just had a baby, and I don't know. She was just like eating noodles like one day, and then. Like, the next
and
day...
And she went down
like,
on you?
There was just a noodle down there. What? No.
And she went down on you at some point?
Right. Hold on a second. Are you telling us, are you trying to tell everybody that you know a woman who does not shave?
Yeah.
All right. I want you to go out
is
to the store.
Is still on the line?
Yeah, he is. What?
Vince, you heard that question?
What's the question?
What one angry Jew just asked.
After the game, one angry Jew.
What is it?
Well, what I said was, did he actually know a woman who was not shaved?
Maybe.
I mean...
No. Not...
No.
No, I
no,
not
you.
I might, but I am not. I'm not aware of it.
Right, and you should always in your car carry a razor and shaving cream just for those occasions.
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's called an intervention, and sometimes it can be really a loving thing.
Is that a turnoff when a girl doesn't shave? I would think it would be a real turnoff, but I don't know. For me, it would be a turnoff anyway. But what does it mean to you?
Well, if you saw a vagina, you'd go running from the room, right?
I've seen a vagina, and I don't need to be near it.
Right.
So, you know. But if a girl doesn't shave, does it make a difference if it's shaved, like, real neatly versus a big bush? I mean, obviously,
yeah,
I think
it would. Yeah, that's better.
Which is better?
I don't know, like,
the big bush is very 70s. If you remember the porn from the 70s, it was all big bush stuff.
Yeah.
Well, was everybody was like that?
Yeah, yeah, it was.
Or like in your 30s.
It was frightening.
I'm sorry, what?
It was frightening. I'm still in therapy over it.
I don't know. I never thought it was that weird. I mean, she has like some pretty weird techniques. I mean, like, she tells me a lot of stuff. It's kind of weird, but
okay. Well, you're gonna have to tell us the weird stuff and be graphic, please.
I have a landing strip too, A. Monet.
All right, what's landing on it?
No,
just the tip. Just the tip.
Just the tip.
Can we get back to the... Please be as graphic as you possibly can.
I'm not going to tell you everything. But
why not?
Like,
wait a minute, why
she
not?
She told me that... Oh, my God.
Why can't
she
be
listening
graphic?
To this?
Listen, you will be... No, she'll never be listening to this, trust me. You will feel so much better when you have taken this and enlightened yourself by unloading this and giving it to us. We are all here for you.
Okay.
So
well,
be as graphic and disgusting as you can.
And do it
God.
Immediately.
So much pressure. Okay, I heard some stuff about pesto sauce for an exfoliator. I don't need, my God, I can't believe you have to make me say this.
Wait a minute, yes. Well, nobody's making you sit, do anything. This is all free will. Pesto sauce and what?
She uses pesto sauce as an exfoliator. And,
well, hold on a second. Wait a minute. You know, this could explain the noodles.
Maybe it wasn't really a noodle. Maybe it was just like some congealed
pesto sauce, yeah. Now, what exactly does she do with the pesto sauce, though?
She just uses it to make it softer and
right.
Look better.
And she's got garlic in her pesto sauce. Where'd she get her recipe?
I think she buys it.
Have you eaten dinner with her?
Yeah, kind of a lot.
A lot. Do you eat a lot of things with pesto?
I am
pesto?
Not trying to seduce you.
Do you eat a lot of things with pesto?
I mean, she's made like some pasta before, but like I never thought anything of it.
Right, but did it have pesto on it is what I want to know.
I'm just saying
because, you know, listen, the world is getting hotter and, you know, we've got to save the world and all that, and she may be, you know, using the sauce for, you know, why waste it, right?
That's disgusting.
Well, I'm not eating it. But I'm not eating it. You are. What else does she do that's disgusting?
Okay. Apparently one time when she was having sex, she used Tabasco to spice things up.
That is not true. Seriously?
I see.
Where did she use Tabasco?
That's what she told me.
Where did she use it, though?
Like, on the guy.
On what? On the guy.
All right.
On his dick.
My show is about to end, so I think I'm going to sign off.
Thanks for coming. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'll still be in the chat.
Okay. See you later.